kind of gray suit that I had made out of thrift shop finds, and it was a rough facsimile of her costume, and it was fun. And then this year, I really kind of wanted to do it again because I wanted to get, you know, more people. And I thought if I got Stephanie from Bindle Stiff, that she could really make, you know, she could really whip everybody up. And so I kind of asked her shyly, and she just jumped all over it. And we created a Facebook page, and we've got 33 people signed up. I don't know how many of those will turn up, and we have a rain in the forecast too. But so, you know, we're just seeing how it goes, and it's a costume event. It's a bike ride. It's like a celebration of antique bicycles. Anybody who has an old bike, anybody who has old tweed clothes, it's kind of like, you know.
But if somebody's got a brand new bike, they can come, though.
They can come, but they should make some kind of effort to, you know, fit in with the, you know, the idea of the tweed ride. Last year, I didn't have an old bike, so I used my regular bike. But, Stephanie and Keith have penny farthings. Do you know what those are? They're those big bikes.
Oh,
that was also
big wheels.
Yeah, and a couple of years ago, I got a Christmas card from her, and they were both on those bicycles, and he was wearing a suit that he had bought in my store, and then she had turned the pants into knickers and sent me this card, and then I heard about tweed rides, and so, you know.
Where did you hear about tweed rides, and where do they happen? And it looks like an English kind of thing, the British Isles, anyway.
Well, I don't know where I first heard about it, but, oh, here comes the siren again. If you go to Wikipedia, they say that the first one was in London in 2009. So this is a really relatively new phenomenon. And but they're popping up all over the place. Like, I'd say Hudson is probably the smallest city that I've heard of that, you know, is having a semi-organized tweed ride. But they're all over the place. They're like classic car shows or something, you know, people, you know, and they're really fun. There's no, it's not a race. It's not, you know.
Is it a seasonal thing?
I don't think so. I think they happen. In fact, I was doing some Googling and I saw one that was done in the summer, and, you know, people had a hard time, you know,
wearing tweed.
Exactly. So.
What else did I want to ask? So this is, it's sort of an informal thing at this point. Is it kind of like those motorcyclists that come roaring through town? I mean, if they don't, they're sort of unofficial too. I mean, obviously it's much more genteel than the motorcyclists, but in its informality.
It's very informal. It's very just show up. Where it starts, I'll give you the particulars. It starts at 3 at the Chamber of Commerce down at the bottom of Warren Street. We're going to gather at 3, and we're going to head off at 3:15. The route through the city is about 3 miles, and it goes kind of jogs over to West Allen Street and East Allen Street, and then comes across, and we go around Washington. We're going to stop at the Pocketbook Factory. We're going to kind of do a loop around Washington and up Prospect Street, and then we're going to cross back. We're going to go around the park here, and then the finish stretch is down Warren Street.
So if people can come out and spot you and take your photographs.
Oh, yeah.
The whole point is to have your photos taken.
It's all about the photo op. And we're going to stop at the Pocketbook Factory to have the Pocketbook Factory as a photo op background along Prospect Street, I think. And then I think Stephanie wanted, we wanted to stop at La Gamen maybe for refreshments, and it's all kind of loose, and then we're going to wind up back down at the bottom of Warren Street and gather at PM afterwards.
At PM Wine Bar.
PM Wine
Bar. 119 Warren Street, I think. Well, they'll. So the Pocketbook Factory is at 6th and Columbia, I think, or 6th and State. Is it on 6th Street?
It's between Prospect and Washington, actually.
Oh, it's way over.
Yeah.
But it's on 6th Street. So
yeah. We're going to cross
6th. And you start at 3, so you'll be there at 3:30 or maybe later.
You know, we don't know for sure. We did it on our bikes, and we mapped when we the day we kind of mapped it out, and we figured with the stops it would be, well, Stephanie figured it would be about an hour and a half. I don't think it's going to take that long, but you know, we don't know what the pace is going to be. This is all, you know, this is all brand new territory, so we don't know.
And the whole point is to be on a bicycle or a what did you say here? A human-powered pedal-operated vehicle of any sort. So it could it be? It can't be a what are those things that it could be a scooter or something? No, not really. You really want bikes.
Well, it's not like we're going to kick anybody out because they came on a scooter, but certainly no motor vehicles or mopeds or
recumbent bikes. Welcome.
Sure. I mean. I'm borrowing a vintage bicycle so that I can do everything vintage, of course. But it's, you know, there's no strict rules. We just, you know.
It's a great opportunity to dress up and have some fun.
Most importantly.
Yeah. And to leave your spandex and plastic water bottles
exactly.
at home. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
The whole point. So. Well, this sounds like great fun. And
well,
you can
see you out there.
And you can rent a bike from Steiner's.
Oh, yes. Steiner's is having a special for us that day. $15 to rent a bike for
12 noon to 5.
12 to 5. Which is, I guess, 50% off their regular rate or something. So, and they have those. They have lots of fun bicycles there, so... I would take advantage of that if you're visiting from outside or something and can't bring your own bike. So.
Well, thank you. This sounds great. Richard, got any other questions for Lisa?
Can't think of anything. Have you got tweeds for sale, just in case people need them?
I do have. I have a couple of things in my $5 bin that are tweed jackets. I have some tweed. I have some wool knickers. That are from the Gap, but I brought them out just for this. And in fact, Don Moore is going to do the tweed ride, and he was in today trying on some knickers. And you know, everybody's scrambling what they, you know, to fill out their costume.
What's the right thing to wear with knickers? Long knee-high socks?
Oh yeah, Argyle socks. Yeah, and boots. I guess lace-up boots.
Bowler's
you know,
cap.
Yeah, bowler, hats, you know, you can do anything. You can go steampunk, you can go Victorian, you can get traditional 30s, tweedy, London tweedy, you know. The nice thing is that you can, the costume options is pretty broad, is what you can do, so. And you can fake it up pretty well, too, you know.
So if people don't know what to do, they can come and visit you and for some advice or a rental or a purchase? And
free loans with deposit if there's something that you can use in my store, absolutely.
Oh, great, good to know. And Five and Diamond is at 5th Street and Columbia.
May I ask Lisa one question for you? And if memory serves me correct, did you have a fantastic costume last year?
Is that you I was talking to at Red Dot last week?
No. Oh. I remember talking. I think I was talking to you last year at, were you at Helsinki?
Yeah.
It was a group costume, you and another person?
No, that was me. Oh, yeah, me and Gretchen?
Yeah.
It was a what costume?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was my favorite costume. They were characters of an Earl painting.
Yeah.
And it was, they were two-dimensional somehow. It was amazing.
Characters from what painting?
Well, kind of, it was kind of a conglomerate. I did reference a painting that I own to do the mask. It was a big mask that went over my head and a painted jacket and a papier-mâché guitar and stuff like that. Yeah.
Is Halloween your favorite holiday, so to speak?
I guess so. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Well, I think a lot of people love it. Well, and they're going to love the tweet ride. It sounds like great fun.
Thanks I hope
for
so.
Coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. And we're going to take a music break right now.
Little ghost, what I'm scared.